So Gina, tell us your story.
Well, 2 years ago, we bought a house next to a church downtown. And I started hearing this group was looking for a place to host a warming center to get people out of the cold in the winter months here in Kalispell. That ended up being right next to my house, which worried me a little bit about what was going to happen to the value of my home. And my husband reassured me everything was going to be just fine. So rather than being a NIMBY, I took a watch and see attitude and was so very impressed with how the warming center was managed. And we didn't have any problems. And in fact, well, like everybody, the value of the home went up. So as their advertising continued, I determined that I had to get involved. And I crashed a board meeting on August 5th of 2020, where they were seeking advice on fundraising.
Well, that's something you know a lot about.
A little bit, yes. So I stepped up and away we went to raise $750,000 to acquire the old Norby's building and renovate it. And by December 5th, 4 months later, we had reached and exceeded goal. And now we're getting ready for our grand opening, and that's why we're here.
Wow. Okay, so now enter Tanya Horn. What's going to happen? I know you. Last time we talked was during the Great Fish.
Yes.
And you were doing an awful lot of work on that.
We still are, but we're going to be ready. Our grand opening is this Saturday from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. They're at the Warming Center, and that's located at 889 North Meridian Road. We're super excited. All are welcome. This is really a community celebration because of everything that the community has done to make this happen. I could paint a little picture of what that's going to look like.
Go ahead.
We're going to have a great tent, a big tent sent outside, set up outside the shelter, and we'll have music. We'll have someone emceeing the event. We'll have food. But the most important part, I think, is the guided tours that we have really, they're self-guided tours, but we have trained volunteers at different stations set up inside the warming center. And to answer questions, I know that this is a subject that lots of people have maybe concerns about or questions about, and we hope to answer how we provide safe shelter in a low barrier way and how we protect dignity of people and how we build community inside the shelter, because when we bring folks in from outside, it's not only safe for the individual, it's safer for the community, and the community is stronger. So we're super excited to be able to show our new services. We have lots of new services of compassion. We have new showers. We have laundry. Guests will be able to use a refrigerator. Guests will be able to have mail.
Wow.
That is huge. If you don't have an address, how difficult is it to get the benefits that you need or to get a job without address? And so we'll
sure.
be able to offer that to anyone in our community. And these services aren't just for people who stay the night with us. It's for anyone in our community who needs it.
How in the world do you pull all this stuff off?
Community. Mm-hmm. And people like Gina.
The Flathead Warming Center has about 100 volunteers. And I do want to emphasize, John, the nature of this particular warming center as part of the homeless continuum. It is a low barrier shelter. That means it's available to anyone, regardless of if they have addiction issues. There are a lot of mental health issues are prevalent among the population here. We don't hold up religion as a barrier. If somebody has a dog, the dog is also welcome. Low barrier sets the bar that people who stay there overnight are expected to behave in such a manner that it's conducive for all to be there. But that is about the only thing that will suspend them, let's say, from the shelter. And even if suspended, that doesn't mean they're permanently excluded. They can choose to be on their best behavior and be welcome back.
Wow. Okay. What do you figure for a length of stay It's a warming shelter.
Our average stay is about 15 nights, but some stay longer and some stay just one night. It is a person's behavior that determines their stay. And so they are welcome to stay as long as they need us through the winter time.
So where do they go from the warming shelter?
After the warming shelter?
Yeah.
Oh, there's all different. It depends on the person's story. It depends on what they're dealing with. And it depends upon the services that are available in our community. But one thing I do want to point out is that we're taking greater steps to increase our capacity to provide people with the resources and the tools that they need to move beyond homelessness.
No,
and
that
how
was
we're
where
doing
I was going.
That. Yeah. And how we're doing that is we are adding really a focus on wraparound services to help an individual in all different areas of their life. It's very hard to get out of homelessness in our community. If you need mental health help, you need to go to this office. And then way across town, you go to this office if it's addictions. And for a job, you go over here. What we are doing is we are having a resource center at the warming center and having these resources come where the folks are, where the folks are getting their basic needs met. So job services coming in, vocational rehabilitation services is coming in and providing services on site, but maybe not encompassing all of their services. Maybe it just starts with a relationship. And that's exactly how it starts for individuals to be able to move out of homelessness. It all starts with relationship.
You know, once you lose your home, okay, once you get evicted, boy, I tell you what, that's a stain on your credit report that is very difficult to deal with.
It is. There's a lot of barriers that keep people from getting permanent housing. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to be working on in the warming center. It may not be getting an individual job if they're not ready for the job yet. There's a lot of skills that lead up to getting a job. And we're going to focus on those and build that up to get to the point of getting a job. There's so much work to happen, and there's so many great resources that we have in our community that are going to come inside the warming center and provide those services.
You know, I skipped one major point. Now, we got a place for them to stay. We got a place for them to sleep. What about food?
Absolutely. That's another thing a community has really helped us with. Is that we have a volunteer who is our volunteer meal coordinator, and she has a meal calendar. And churches will pick a day, or other groups have picked a day, and we'll bring in a hot meal. So it's provided by the community. We don't cook there on site.
Okay, so we're taking care of a place to stay, a warm, safe place to stay. We're taking care of their meals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now the next thing is we're trying to figure out a way to get them out of there.
Absolutely. through our resource center.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to see a lot of being able to help individuals. But I can't stress enough how that starts with a relationship.
Yeah.
You can tell someone what to do. You can tell someone where to go. But it all starts with relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And I have a wonderful thing that I want to announce today on the radio.
Please do.
We have a lot of volunteers, and Gina Banesh being one of our volunteers. Every year we give an award, and it's called our Good Neighbor Award. And this year, 2021 award goes to Gina Banesh.
Oh, good.
And we are super excited about that. All the effort and the knowledge and the skill, we have learned so much from her. And this has become a reality so quickly. Did you understand that we raised that money in 4 months? I think that's important to understand. And, you know, Gina understood what it is to be a good neighbor, whether that's a physical good neighbor right next door to where we were, or just a neighbor in life. And, you know, who is our neighbor? Our neighbor is who is put in front of us and who has a need. And she knows how to be a good neighbor. So we are so delighted that she is our 2021 Good Neighbor Award.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, we certainly know Gina and all the good things she's done in our community. And we're just thrilled that you have recognized her for that. Okay, so Saturday, this coming Saturday, 4 to 7 p.m., the big grand opening of the Warming Center. You're at 889 North Meridian Road. You're not that far from the new UPS store.
Oh, that's right. Just a little south of that and north of the fairgrounds.
Okay. And you're just going to open it up and let everybody see what you've done.
Absolutely. And we want to invite everyone. It's going to be a good time.
All right. This is just really a neat idea.
Thank you.
And you know, You look at places like the Samaritan House. You look at places that really have worked and toiled to try to do it. But, you know, and one of the first conversations I had with Chris Crager was, you know, he just broke his heart. He said, you know what? He says, last year I turned 800 people away. Mm-hmm. And I said, how is that working? And he said, well, I'm still turning people away.
Yeah. You know? Well, I want to give a shout out to Samaritan House. They do wonderful, great work. And part of the continuum of care, if you mm-hmm. think about our homeless population with being housing ready and not housing ready, we would serve the folks who are not housing ready and those that struggle a lot. But when people are given the opportunity to have warmth and shelter, mm-hmm. and when they know the expectations to be able to stay there, they rise to that. And so that's why we are very happy to be low barrier. It's just a different shelter model. And mm-hmm. We have a lot of respect for the Samaritan House and the good work that they're doing.
When they have to turn people away and they've got nowhere to go.
They refer to the Flathead Warming Center.
That's the point, is they've got to have somewhere to go. And you guys have picked up that slack.
Our law enforcement, too. They bring folks to us, and they're very grateful to have that resource.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're really thrilled that you've done this. And Gina, congratulations. This is fantastic.
Thank you. You walk around and you see people on the streets, and you wonder, well, what on earth can I do? And it was a real honor to be able to do something.
And the way you sneaked into this thing, too, is kind of...
I surprised you this morning, hey?
It is. All right, so we want to make sure everybody knows it's this Saturday from 4 to 7. You better go over and see the Warming House. It may be the last chance you have to actually see it all, because from here on out, it's going to be full up.
It is going to be full, yes.
All right. Guys, thank you so much, and congratulations
for
the great work
us.
You've done. You betcha, anytime.
Thank you.